been an amazing season. Warsaw's only lost once. And I'm talking about the coin toss. They won the toss again tonight, deferred, and they will kick off. So they will kick to the Chargers. Mason Smythe will do the kicking as always. 28 touchbacks in 46 attempts, and he'll have about a 15-mile-an-hour breeze at his back when he puts foot to leather here. Tigers in their home black uniforms, orange numbers, white stripe on their helmet with white numbers on the sides. Carroll and Road, white uniforms with blue numbers, silver helmets and pants. And the Chargers have nine guys between the 40 and the 50 on their side of the midfield stripe. Looks to me like they're expecting chicanery right off the bat from Bart Curtis. The playoffs are underway in Warsaw, and Smythe will run up and he'll drive it deep, and that one's going to go all the way to the back line of the end zone for a touchback, and Warsaw will force Carroll to start from the 20-yard line, first down and 10. What a weapon that young man continues to be. And when you put a 15-mile-an-hour wind behind him, it's really not fair, is it?
I'm glad he's on our side. That is for sure.
No doubt about that. Jimmy Sullivan and his offense will go to work from the 20-yard line to start the game. They huddle up on the side and run right out to the line of scrimmage. He's got one back. That's Starks standing directly behind him. Three wide out to the near side, one to the far, which is the short side. Sullivan's going to roll to the right. Looking, pump fakes and fires it low, and it's going to be intercepted. Is it intercepted? They're looking. It is. It's intercepted on the very first play. Paul picked it off. 5 seconds into the game, the Tigers get the first break of the game, and Warsaw's got the ball at the 26.
That is exactly what a senior does on playoff night. What a play.
Wow. Hello, it's my good friend Rob Reniker, who I know is listening back in California, would say, hello. Well, what an opportunity. Field goal's not good enough now. You got to score a touchdown. You got to punch Carroll right in the nose right off the bat. From the 26, ball in the near hash mark, wide side of the field is right. They run Zollinger off the left side, and he'll get across the 25. He will give him down to the 23. That's a gain of 3 yards. And again, that's Pasetsky on the stop for the Chargers, second down and 7. That is a large human being.
He's big and he's fast.
Warsaw looking over to the near sideline for the play. Play clock is at 20. Everybody checks their wristbands. Bart Curtis would love to run some time here and shorten this game and make that offensive unit from Carroll sit and think about what just happened. Sullivan, second and 7. And he's going to keep it and turn up field. He's got room to run. 50, 10, 5, touchdown! Sullivan got behind a blocker and ran it right down the Carroll's throat. And 53 seconds into the game, bang, it's 6-0.
That's a great start. Drew made a great read. The left side, Carl and Kaufman and our center, just really nice job of blocking on that play.
Well, that's what Drew brings to this offense, Coach. He is not afraid to take that ball, and he did and got behind a blocker and ran it into the end zone. Mason Smythe the point after. Snap, spot, kick up, and good. 7-0 Warsaw. 11:07 left to play opening quarter. We're back in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Start to the game. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead, 53 seconds in. Smythe, 2 out of 2 on touchbacks. That one high and deep into the back line of the end zone. And Carroll once again start from the 20-yard line, down by 7. A stunning start to the game. Jimmy Sullivan with his 8th interception pass of the season. Eric Pohl now takes over the team lead with his 5th INT. And Warsaw's got the lead. Sullivan from the 20. Ball in the near hash mark this time. They're on Starks to the left. Trying to bounce to the outside. He gets to the outside. 25, 30, and tripped up as he crossed the 30-yard line. Let's see where they mark him out of bounds. They're going to give him 11 yards out to the 31. And that's a first down for Carroll. Their first down of the game.
Blocks.
They go quickly at the line of scrimmage. Sullivan, play action fake. Goes out the near side, got a man wide open. That's Van Pelt. Van Pelt turns upfield. He's across the 40 and the 45-yard line. He's out to the 48-yard line. That's a gain of 17 yards and another first down for Carroll, and they quickly run to the line of scrimmage. Know this about Jimmy Sullivan. Throwing interception does not deter him from wanting to throw the football again. The handoff starts left side. He gets hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he goes down back there. Gabridge was the first one in. Cohen Hetty came to help. It's a loss of a yard for Starks at second down and a loss of one, second down and 11. And Carroll goes without a huddle. Sullivan takes a head-high snap, looking left all the way, looking, fires a quick one over the middle. It's caught. Oh, and then a hard hit. Vilma knocked down the receiver, Bothman, at the Tiger 43-yard line. And hold on, there's a flag down back upstream, and it's going to be a holding penalty against Carroll. So Bart Curtis, I'm sure, is going to take this and move the Chargers back even farther. That was right where Sullivan cut the pass loose. So holding moves the ball back to the Charger 37-yard line. So that's the first penalty of the game. It's a 10-yard penalty, and it will be second down and 21. Sullivan standing at his own 33. Sends Rode in motion, going to run it left. Turns upfield, got to the outside and pushed out of bounds near the 40-yard line. And then a flag came down after the play was over. And the Carroll bench is clapping, but there's a lot of confused faces over on that side. Are they going to call that a late hit on the Tigers? They are. They're going to call that a 15-yard walk-off against the Tigers from the spot at which he ran out of bounds. That is not an automatic first down, right? Because it wasn't a roughing penalty. No, so now it's third down and two. So basically the ball went back to where it was. Third down and two from the Tiger 44. Sullivan looking at some last-minute instructions from the coaching staff. They're going to change the play. Sullivan relays the change with 20 still in the play clock. Sullivan looking left, throws it left, has a man open, and he's got the first down, I believe, where he went out of bounds. And he does. He's to the 40-yard line. That's a gain of four on the catch by Bothman and a first down for Carroll. And again, they run right to the line of scrimmage. 9.5 minutes left to play opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead after the interception by Eric Pohl. And two plays later, Drew Sullivan ran it into the end zone. Sullivan, quick throw high. Starks grabs it and then goes down. Eric Pohl, because of the high pass, was able to get to Starks before he could really catch it. It ends up being a loss of four back to the 44. Second down and 14. Again, the Chargers in a hurry-up offense. Starks get hit by the line of scrimmage, and down he goes again. Forward progress stops him at the 48. That's a loss of four more yards, and Cohen Hetty brought his A game on defense. It's third and very long now for the Chargers, third and almost 18.
That's what you have to do. Great call. Blitz up the middle. Carroll wasn't expecting it, and number 11 put him on the ground. And every now and then you got to do it.
15 on the play clock, third down and 18 for the Chargers. 8.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Sullivan takes a snap, deep drop, three-man rush, flushed out of the pocket, a fourth man's coming, and they're going to get to him, and down he goes, back inside the Carroll 45-yard line. Rosas, Woodward, and others back there. Sullivan goes down, punting unit on for Carroll.
That's what happens when you keep leverage on the quarterback and keep him inside that pocket. Outstanding defense by Warsaw.
The punter for Carroll is Dominic Dempsey. He averages about 38 yards a punt. Good snap. Warsaw not much of a rush. And Vilma's going to let it go over his head to the far sidelines, and it takes a 90-degree angle straight out of bounds at the 21-yard line. 7:47 left to play here in the opening quarter. The Warsaw fans, as you can hear, are all about it. Warsaw with the ball in a 7-0 lead.
I think a nice long drive here would be just what Roger Grossman would order up right now.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, indeed.
I think it's incumbent upon Warsaw to do what the coordinator expects on defense, to, you know, put the pressure on the quarterback a little bit, you know, see how he handles it.
Drew Sullivan from his 22-yard line. And a handoff up the middle. Zollinger, no, check that. Sullivan kept it. Got good yardage across the 25 to the 26. Drew, who missed eight or seven games in the middle of the season, got hurt in the first quarter of the Michigan City game in week one, although you can say that he got hurt during the summer, and the things got worse and worse and worse during the preseason in football, and then it damage was done after that. Sullivan on second down and six. Zollinger up the middle, breaks a tackle, gets across the 30. He's got a first down out to the 32-yard line. At least I think it's a first down. No, maybe not. Looks to me like it is a first down. Usually you get some sort of waving by the official on the far side that tells the chain gang to go. He did not. It is a gain of six. It is a first down for Warsaw, which is their first down of the game after the pole interception on the very first play of the game. Two plays later, Drew Sullivan kept the ball off the left side and went into the end zone for a 23-yard touchdown to give Warsaw the 6-0 lead, and Mason Smythe added the extra point. From the 32, with 6.5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter, it's Zollinger again up the middle, and he'll get spun across the 35 to the 36. Stopped on the play by Joseph Nuttall. Now that's the Rover back. So that means that's safety help coming that far up the field. I did not look there, but there's got to be openings back in the back of that Carroll defense.
Yes, and you were right, Roger, at the beginning of the game when you said you felt Warsaw was going to use tight offensive formations. They have so far the whole game.
And right now I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 6 offensive linemen out there right now. Sullivan. Hands off Zollinger, and he'll plow forward and get 2 yards to the 38-yard line. Down at the bottom of the pile for the Chargers, you find Benjamin Harris. 3rd down and 3 coming up for Warsaw from their 39.
I think this will be an interesting call, Roger. Don't know if they'll attack the perimeter or keep it up the middle. It'd be great to watch.
Well, the perimeter is available if they want to go that way. 3rd down and 3. Sullivan with a hard count. Carroll jumped, but not across the neutral zone. Warsaw making an adjustment. Now Drew back under center. Option play left. Up the middle, Zollinger. He got to the 40. They'll give him to the 41, so we got 2 yards of the 3 he needed, and it's 4th down and 1. Warsaw on 4th down this season has converted 56%, and the offense is staying on the field.
They clearly are putting 8 men in the box every play, daring Warsaw to make a pass play or attack the perimeter.
Sullivan gets the play from the sidelines, 15 on the play clock, 4:30 left on the big one. 4th down and 1 from the Tiger 41. Sullivan. Under center, quarterback sneak. Oh, they pushed him forward, and he got a first down. Beyond the 43-yard line, that is the old City of Brotherly Shove play that the Eagles run. First down, Warsaw.
Yes, it is. That was, you can use that, and we did, and we get another set of downs, and that's exactly what Bart Curtis wants.
What are your thoughts on that play?
I don't like it. I'm a defensive guy. I think it's cheating, but... If you can use it to your advantage, do it.
Hey, an old Argus guy, I'm a special teams guy, and I don't like it either. 1st down and 10 Tigers. 3:50 left to go, opening quarter. Warsaw with a 7-0 lead. Option play. Sullivan's going to keep it and get across the 45 out to the Tiger 46. That's a gain of almost 3 more yards on the play. Stopped by Cameron Lentz, the inside linebacker. 2nd down and 7 coming up for Warsaw.
I think it's important for Warsaw's halfbacks to be ready when they are called upon to carry the ball on a pitch or an option play, because they can hurt Carroll.
Nobody in the far side of the field. Everybody on this side on second down and seven. Sullivan under center will keep it. Turn up field. He's got room to run. The 15, Lentz brings him down at the Carroll 49. 2 yards short of the first down. Third down and 6 feet coming up for the Tigers as we pass the three-minute mark of quarter one.
I like the way Drew is protecting the football. He's high and tight with it, and he's a big, strong kid anyway, so it's going to be hard to punch that ball from him.
Ransbottom and Nolan are wide to the right at the moment. Everybody's still looking at the board. They're trying to get the board set. Now everybody sees it, and with 12, turns and runs to the line of scrimmage. Nolan on the outside, Ransbottom in the slot on third and two. Option play up the middle, Zollinger, and he got a yard. Got to the Carroll 48, and that's it. It'll be fourth down and one. Warsaw's already converted one fourth down. They are certainly going to go for it again. Actually, they gave him inside the 48 just a little, so it's more like fourth down and about 2 feet.
You know, when the spot of the referee helps us, you'll find me not complaining nearly as much.
I understand. Fourth down and one. Again, everybody bunched up tight on both sides of the football. Sullivan. Hands off. Salinger blows through the hole. First down across the 45 of Carroll down to the 42. Nuttall put his head down and ran into Warsaw's fullback and knocked him backwards, but not before he got well past the first down marker. 1:34 left to play in a very, very successful first quarter for the Tigers. They lead 7-0.
It's what our offense is designed to do, is create frustration, and they keep creeping up, and that's when you burn them.
Everybody looking at the board on the near side. Play clock at 9 as everybody gets to the line of scrimmage. Selva now with 5 in the play clock. Drew under center at 4. Option play, Zollinger up the middle again. He's got another good run down near the 35-yard line. They'll give him to the 36. So that's a 6-yard run for Zollinger, who came into the game with 1,436 yards on the season, approaching 2,000 yards in his career. Second down and 4. Probably the last play of the first quarter coming up. Warsaw does have to snap the ball. Ball in the near hash mark. Side closest to the Warsaw bench. Play clock at 8. Sullivan under center. And he'll give off to Zollinger. And he gets inside the 35. He's very close to first down. The official on the near side's marking it as a first down. First down, Tigers. The chains go moving with 16 seconds left. Well, Bart Curtis is waving his boys over, and you're about to hear a roar here at Fisher Field. What a first quarter for the home team. They lead Carroll 7-0 after one. We'll start quarter number two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.